Good morning. Well, we have a little bit of red on the screen, albeit KC wheat is starting to inch back towards green. But today has the supply-demand report coming out of WASD. Now, it's not expected to show a lot. Its focus is really more on what we get here at the end of the month in the quarterly stocks report and also the final plantings report. However, we also note that while the beans are pulling back a little bit, corn has been back down to 416 this morning, and that's within 3.5 cents of the low this week and the low for the move. Now, that filled a gap on the July contract that was left last year when the July 2025 contract expired on July 14th. It expired at 412 3/4. And this year's July contract coming onto that chart was substantially higher. Well, we filled that gap to the net by going to 412.5. However, there is a gap below on these corn charts that is standing at 405 and I think a quarter or a half to 409. And so I think the market still has its sights on that gap. And, of course, the low that day was 398 3/4. So taking out 398 3/4 would not be a good sign for this market. However, filling that gap would get it off people's minds. I would have to say it does not have to happen right now, but it is there, and we've been very close. The markets here, the weather forecast continues to be fairly ideal. The forecast is calling for cooler temps here starting today over the next 36 hours, and there's showers coming into the central U.S., pretty consistent. And, of course, looking at the 10-day outlook is also seeing some showers increasing. The forecast carries for moderate to heavy rain across the eastern plains, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana. Now, Wisconsin and Illinois have been very dry, especially the northern half of Illinois and the very southern tip. So that would be ideal. And, of course, Indiana's in pretty good shape. But those showers are expected here starting today through Sunday. And total amounts of rain forecast is 2 to 3 inches. We are catching rain where I am at in north central Iowa. And it's a beautiful, nice, gentle, straight down rain. But it is really dark out, too. And no wind whatsoever. Very still. So I guess we couldn't ask for anything better than what we're getting right now. And it'll be interesting to see the charts today on the drought monitor, how it compares this week to last week, because a fair amount of the country has been in drought. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.